Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the internet. Today we've got Radio Up. So today's topic is superheroes. What does it mean? Do you have a superhero? Let's hear Heidi. So first question, what is a superhero to you, Heidi?
A superhero is somebody that makes the world a better place. Like I'm thinking of Superman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And he definitely was working for good.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's a really popular superhero, but in real life, not all superheroes are super famous like Superman was. So that brings me to the question, do you have a superhero in your life, Heidi?
I had one when I was in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
I had a teacher, and okay. He was just, I adored him.
Mm.
And his mom had a chicken farm. And
okay.
So I worked there as a volunteer, and I met him there as a person, not just as a teacher.
Mm. That's an interesting way to meet someone. You know, you meet them in school and you kind of develop a connection and really make a friend that changes your life. Heidi, what makes him a superhero to you? What do you remember?
I remember that he was always there, and he was he loved all the children.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just a very nice person.
That's great to hear. Wow. So if you could see him again, what would be your message to him, your superhero?
I would say thank you very much for doing all you did in school and all the children that you loved.
Wow, that's great. All right. Thanks for sharing, Heidi. Christine, do you want to share?
Yes.
All right. I can ask the same question. So what is a superhero to you?
It's a person that is outstanding, who does more than what someone else, just a regular person, would do.
Gotcha.
They... you know, they're very caring.
Mm-hmm.
They're outstanding.
Nice, nice. Do you have a superhero?
Yes, I do. I had a superhero, I should say. It
okay.
was my my first OT. Her name was Suzanne Rouleau. And mm-hmm. I found that she went just above and beyond what her normal duties were. She was kind, caring. She wasn't forgetful. She was always on top of everything, and she was always there for me and never let me down.
Wow, that's great. I'm really happy to hear that.
Thanks.
So if you would see them again today, what would you tell them? What would be your message?
I'd say thank you. Thank you for helping me get to the point where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Or just getting to today, you know, like with suicidal ideations, you know, you never know if you're going to be here today or tomorrow. But she helped me at least through a difficult point in my life. Let's put it that way. And I just would like to say thank you. And if I could speak to her, I'd say thank you for always being there for me and helping me through some difficult times.
That's a great message, Christine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alex, what's a superhero to you?
Oh, well, you know, like when we think about it, superheroes, like you think comic book, you think like at the theater. But in real life, I think superheroes aren't as recognized as in the movies. So a superhero to me would be someone who inspires me and makes me like change my life.
Oh,
do you have a superhero?
I would say I have like two of them. I have my gym teacher from primary school. He was always so motivating, such a nice person. He was always making us play dodgeball and all kinds of different sports. He really got me into fitness. And also, I would say just the inspiration on the internet too, like about riding bikes, being healthy, eating well. All these people trying to contribute like positively to people's health is kind of like a superhero to me.
What's your message to your superhero if you saw him today?
Oh, boy. Well, my gym teacher, he was kind of an old guy. So my message to him is, you know, I hope you're still staying active and, you know, maybe you're not teaching anymore because of your age. But my message to him would be, you made a lot of kids happy at our school.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you.
And there we have it, folks. Thank you for listening to Radio Up and have a great day.